It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we talk to an expert about the ongoing spread of zebra mussels in Wisconsin lakes.
First, Governor Scott Walker declared a state of emergency this morning for Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties following the massive thunderstorms that swept through the area this week.
Torrential rains from those storms have caused massive flooding in the area, which have damaged homes and businesses, and high winds and hail were also reported during the storms.
Todd Pritchard joins us now. He's the Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Todd, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how bad has this area been hit by flooding?
Well, you know, it's pretty devastating. The power of water, I just think, is very evident right now that, you know, communities can be suffering so greatly from a rainstorm that basically parks over the area and puts down, you know, up to 8 inches of rain and you know, in just a matter of hours. So it's really, you know, we're so thankful that no one was injured or we've had no fatalities. This is, you know, a real credit to folks heeding the warnings and making sure that they're trying to stay safe. And really that's our goal right now, is just try to keep people safe and try to mitigate the problems as best we can.
And the governor was out assessing the damage today. What kind of damage are you seeing in these counties?
Well, you know, it's widespread. And the problem with water is that, you know, you can see where all the water is, but you can't see what's under the water and the damage that's left until it recedes. So it's going to take a while before we really get a handle on exactly, you know, dollar estimates and how many homes and businesses were hit. But, you know, just by the sheer size of the roads that were affected and closed, that's going to be, I'm sure, in the millions of dollars to repair and businesses, homes, you know, widespread damage, especially in the town and city of Burlington. They really, as the governor saw today, were so hard hit there. And the bulk of a lot of our efforts and the National Guard today is to try to keep people safe and see if we can get things back to normal there.
Burlington also has a tourism economy. There are vineyards there, apple orchards in the area. Do we know anything about how businesses are faring after this?
You know, we don't know. Obviously, a lot of businesses, just transportation around the area is difficult at this point, and that will, you know, subside hopefully in the next few days. But, for you know, in the short term here, it's going to be difficult to get from point A to point B. So a lot of businesses are affected. But I think the good news is that, you know, we can, at Wisconsin Emergency Management, we can help, you know, get roads back up and running. They might not be, you know, 100%, but we can get them serviceable fairly quickly. And obviously the road crews of the different counties can get things done fast and be able to not miss out on a lot of tourism. But yeah, for the next few days, it's going to be difficult to get from point A to point B.
We're talking right now with Todd Pritchard. He's Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. We're talking about the extensive flooding damage that's been hard hit in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Governor Walker in Burlington today. Todd, they were saying on the Burlington website to take the Burlington bypass to get around the area. Tell us what that is and how people are getting around.
Well, they're one of the main roads in town is blocked off, so it is difficult to get around. There's detours that are, you know, guiding people around there. But there are some folks that, you know, we talked to today that literally because of the bridges, and you mentioned it in your report just a few minutes ago, the bridges across the Fox River are blocked right now. There's one that's open to some pedestrian traffic and some emergency vehicles, but to general traffic, they're not open. And so there are some people who cannot get to, you know, their homes. They're kind of forced to be out of their homes for a while until the water subsides and those bridges are safe again to go on. So it's going to take a lot of patience from folks to kind of get through the next day or two. But the good news is that the river has crested in Burlington. It's also crested, should be cresting right now in New Munster. So as we go through the weekend, it's going to slowly subside and, you know, keep our fingers crossed. We won't have any increase. Obviously, we'll keep on the downside here and be able to open those roads and be able to get, you know, more transportation going.
Is there still a robust sandbagging operation going on?
Yeah, the Department of Corrections did have a strike team out there of inmates that were helping out, which was great. And, of course, a lot of volunteers showed up to help sandbag, which is awesome. And so there are some efforts that crew from the corrections is still on scene. They're going to be there until 9 o'clock tonight. But for the most part, it's, you know, they've got the sandbags in place. They may need to put a few more in Burlington. Obviously, downstream, we're concerned and watching to see what activity goes on down there and what we need to react to down as you go south. But yeah, the sandbagging it's been a full scale effort to try to protect as much property as possible.
Do we know what assistance the cities that are affected, what they're asking for?
Everyone has some different needs right now, and you know, a lot of the, especially in the, you know, town and city of Burlington, it's we've been helping along with the National Guard to get some guardsmen there to help with traffic control. As you mentioned in your report a few minutes ago, they're also doing some welfare checks. They're going from door to door, sometimes by boat, to, you know, make sure that people are okay. They're either out of their house, or if they're still in their house, that they're doing okay, and if they need any assistance. We had some evacuations yesterday at a trailer home park, but so far everyone else has been able to get out on their own. So they're just, you know, doing some double checking today to make sure everyone is safe. And I think that's really the key. You know, in these kind of situations, local resources get tapped very quickly. Obviously, law enforcement, first responders are doing a great job, and but in these kind of circumstances, they really need some help. So that's where the Guard help is been really awesome, and helping them deal with that. Also, there's been some response from other counties in the area sending up first responders, fire, police, state patrol has reacted. So, you know, it shows that, you know, Wisconsin is such a great state. You know, we all work together. When there's a crisis, we all pull together and try to, you know, help everyone out. And that's exactly what's going on right now.
It's really early on, but is there any sense how costly this flooding will be for this region?
No, and that's a great question. It's going to take a while before we really get a handle on that. And like I mentioned before, it's a matter of just letting the water kind of subside and then really seeing what's going on. For homeowners, obviously, it's a painful experience. You know, one thing that I think is important for homeowners to realize is to document the damage that they have, take lots of pictures. Call your insurance company to see what's covered and what's not. And then one thing that really kind of throws people off sometimes is, you know, if you've got water in your basement, making sure you don't pump it out too quickly. In past flooding episodes, we've seen where when you drain the water out quickly, it kind of changes the pressure, and all of a sudden you start getting cracks or even potential collapse of walls of your basement. So it's smart to do, you know, try to be safe and smart and do it slowly, so you're not running the risk of that kind of additional damage to what's already been occurring.
And Todd, as we wrap up, what is the power situation like there? Where is the power on? Where is it off? What can we expect with that?
That's been a huge concern. We Energies just reported to us a little while ago that they are bringing in some temporary transformers. A lot of the transformers and control units that regulate the power in Burlington were flooded, shorted out, and so they're bringing in some temporary transformers. They hope to have power restored hopefully by tomorrow. That's always such an ordeal, and I really feel for folks that don't have power. It's like suddenly going back to the 19th century, and you really feel helpless to do anything about it. But The good news is that they've got some fresh equipment coming in. There are also some generators that were sent in and available overnight to help, especially at the water pumping station and some other key infrastructure that needed power. So residential power should be back, hopefully by this time, certainly tomorrow.
Todd, thanks for your time.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Todd Pritchard is the Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. He joined us to talk about the extensive flooding damage in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Governor Walker declared a state of emergency this morning.